y'all. It is time for love and war.
Yes, and we want to focus more on love because that's what we want this to end up as. We got an email from Sean. Talked to him a second ago. He thinks his wife of 3 years, Jessica, may be cheating. No one in particular. She goes out to work with friends afterwards, and things just don't seem right. She's been wearing more sexier underwear and panties and working later than usual. So let's try to get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Jessica, please?
This is her.
Hi, Jessica. My name is Melinda. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am calling with a new restaurant and website called SilverSpoonAndScreen.com. We're actually a new company where you can go to a dinner theater and watch a movie. And we are coming to your area and doing a private screening within the next 3 weeks and wanted to know if you would be able to come and watch a movie. It'll be an independent film, but you will get a free meal out of this, and wanted to know if you'd be interested.
Do I have to give my credit card information or my address or anything, or what's the catch?
No credit card is needed at all. You come, you get to see the movie for free, and there's a 3-course meal involved. You and a guest as well. We're in the area, and we got your name out from a list and wanted to offer that to you.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
Wonderful. SilverSpoonAndScreen.com. Thanks you in advance. I just need to get a little information from you, Melinda. Now, we have not this Friday, but next Friday available. Would that work for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And we have a 7 and a 9:30 showing. What's best for you?
7 o'clock, right after work.
Yeah, that's a good time. I like to get home and get in the bed to myself. Okay, we have you down. So hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, my coworker. We need the name of someone you'll be bringing with you. Now, you can change the name up to 48 hours prior to the actual dinner itself. But if you could just give us something to hold the reservation, I'll put that in there.
You need my name and someone else's?
Uh-huh. Well, I have your name. Yeah, I just need somewhere just to fill this in so I could go ahead and process the reservation.
Okay, I'll put Daryl.
Daryl? Okay.
Yeah.
Melinda and Daryl. Does he like movies?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure he'll have a great time with this, too. Okay, so I have Melinda and Daryl next Friday, 7 p.m. Hold on 1 second. Let me get everything in there. Jessica? I wanted to tell you that we look forward to making this reservation. However, this is Ebony Steele, Ricky Smiley, Special K, Headcrack, and all of us from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, you busted.
And we have Sean on the line.
So who is this? Where are you taking?
Hey, who is Daryl?
Hello? Please step out on me, huh? I knew my mom was right.
Hello?
I knew my mom was right. I should never fool with your trifling.
I think she hung up, Daryl. Hold on. Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Hey, dog.
Man.
Dog, she hung up.
All right, call her back.
Hello?
Hey, this is Daryl.
Who?
Daryl.
I don't know Daryl.
Oh, you don't know no Daryl, huh? You going to the damn movies with him later on? What's up with that?
What are you talking about? I just woke up.
You sleep?
You've been up the whole while talking to us.
Jessica, we just called you for a moment ago. You answered the phone and you made a date for you and Daryl to go to SilverSpoonAndScreen.com.
Who is this? I just woke up. This is the first call I got all morning. Who is this?
Man, I'm not.
Are you serious? Hold on. Are you serious?
She might have narcolepsy.
Ma'am, this is Ricky Smiley. Are you serious?
Did
I win
something?
This is the first call you got this morning.
She said that she win something.
No, I don't remember entering anything.
You won a dinner for two at Chuck's Steakhouse.
No, don't. Okay, wait a minute. Jessica, let's back up.
Hey, Kay, what's the slogan?
This is the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
They're the best steakhouse in the South.
Well, do you have a husband named Sean?
Yes, I have a husband named Sean. Okay.
We'll find out if
it's not the police department,
man. Who is Daryl?
I don't know Daryl, man.
But we called you a second ago and you agreed to take Daryl with you on a dinner date.
Wait, did you just know?
Yeah, she's really.
You've been on the phone for about 7 minutes. You over being tight. Okay. You gotta be light skinned.
Ricky, go on and take
this. What'd you say, Kay?
She gotta be light skinned.
Hey, is she light? Hey, dog, is she light skinned?
Yeah.
Light-skinned girls be choking. Oh, God, them light-skinned girls be training like that, dog. They be doing it to me, too, dog.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.